Welcome to Commercial Real Estate Investing. I am Tim Diesel, and today we're going to talk about the beginning steps for investors and brokers. And as always, every month we write articles on dieselcommercial.com, and you can find a lot of information on there. If you don't get your question answered on there, please reach out to me and let me know. We'll get you taken care of. Okay, so surprisingly, I get this question from investors and brokers pretty much all over the country. So I thought I'd throw my two cents in and try to give you the best practices here. And in my opinion, investors and brokers really go hand in hand. A good investor needs an educated broker to send him quality deals to evaluate and review. And a good broker needs to send good investment opportunities to quality investors. So they value the relationship there. Now, this is the time I kind of tell you guys to watch out for brokers that are really just cranking them out. And they're selling all kinds of deals and really just churning them. You don't necessarily want a heavy duty volume guy and the guy who's, you know, just sending deals left and right. It's not necessarily what you want. You want a quality broker that will work with you, who's really out for your best interest. And really, commercial real estate is a small community, depending on what part of the country you're in, what state you're in, what market. You can usually pick out the better ones after a few conversations. So this isn't really that hard. I'm not telling you to interview 100 people here. It really is not take that long to, you can tell who's looking out for you. So I want to start with investors. Now, this is the simplified version of an investor's first step. So the first thing is gain as much knowledge as you can. If you want to invest full time, that's obvious, right? You want to learn as much as possible. Another thing you should do here, and this is absolutely mandatory in my book, is start working on your database immediately. I mean immediately. Start with your own network. Start meeting others that want to invest and partner up with, pretty much they want to partner up with you on future projects and endeavors you have. Ask to be in on their projects maybe, so you kind of learn a little bit, and they may be investing into something maybe you don't feel very comfortable with because it's in another state, it's too big, it's a different property class. So, but it does go both ways. I've had it where I've invested in someone's projects and they've invested in mine. It just kind of depends on who's got the capital at what time. So it really can be a joint venture here sometimes. I have relationships with other brokers that send me deals all the time when I'm looking. So everyone has a specialty. You can't be a specialist in everything. You really want someone who understands your business and the types of property you invest in. Now, I'll share some sources with you that you can use to find deals without a broker later. But the truth is the vast majority of quality deals come from brokers. This is not like, there's no comparison. There really isn't. Now here's the kind of the problem. If a broker brings you good deals and you keep passing on them, you may have a challenge in that relationship, unfortunately, because brokers get paid on performance. No one likes working for free, so keep that in mind. I'm not saying you've got to jump on every deal they give you, but after maybe two or three, if you keep saying no and you're not giving them a reason as to what maybe they're not finding the right stuff for you, it's going to be kind of tough because brokers usually keep the really good sweet deals for their top level clients. Now, if you're a broker, I have taken trainings, I have read coaching, I've done all kinds of stuff here. I'm telling you from experience, the first step is growing your database and your network. You really need to do that. You got to get a database software. It doesn't matter what CRM you use. I've used about 8 of them and they're all pretty much the same. You need to store people's information. You need someone to talk to when you get a good deal. And ideally, you want a serious investor that can close. Take care of these investors. And not just on the way in, on the way out also. Because you got to keep in mind, people don't keep property forever. I know they always say they do, but most of the time, it's not common. Someone wants to buy low and sell high. So if you get them into a good deal and they sell, they're not going to forget about you. It's very rare that I've had situations where I found someone such a good deal and they've gone around me and they've done something. Most investors are really, they're really straight shooters. They don't operate like that. And as a broker, you should do the same thing. Pair them up with another tenant rep broker. Maybe if you're selling them retail space and you're not really involved in the leasing, get them a good referral, right? So don't completely pass them off, but leverage the resources probably within your own company, in your own brokerage house, and help them succeed. I promise you they're going to appreciate it. I personally stay away from institutional buyers. I might as well throw that out there, because there really is no loyalty there based on their acquisition strategy. They really can't be loyal to you because they need the best deal to work for them and their investors. So they have to find the best deal out there, and they're not necessarily looking for the quality guy most of the time. So that's my little thing on brokers. So really, to sum up, whether you're an investor or a broker starting out, get involved and get connected with people. This is a relationship business. You need to start expanding your network. Start with your own backyard, of course, as always. But if you're going to start going out somewhere else, you need to start building that network, maybe into a different county, and you slowly grow from there. I'm not necessarily saying jump into other states, but start meeting people, start networking, get involved. I hope this was helpful for you guys. I'm at Tim J. Diesel. If you need to reach me for any reason, please do so. Please check out my YouTube channel and subscribe, because I have different questions I cover and different topics there. Lots of questions are coming in from LinkedIn all of a sudden, and I assure you I'll get to all of them. Thank you guys for listening. I really hope you have a great week.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.